USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The clerk for the Fulton County Court System is admitting to accidentally posting a sample document related to former President Trump's indictment on its website hours before the actual indictment was unsealed. The clerk's office on Tuesday explained it was running a test of its system when they made the error. Trump, facing charges of racketeering and conspiracy in the Georgia election interference case, along with 18 other alleged co-conspirators. A lawyer for Trump's former personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is Ted Goodman. On Tuesday, he defended the former New York City mayor's reputation.
Millions of Americans stand by Mayor Rudy Giuliani because they understand that he remains the most effective prosecutor in American history. Once again, we are talking about a man who locked up the most serious criminals on Wall Street.
Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, in the meantime, is looking to move his charges in the 2020 Georgia case to a federal court. President Biden says Hawaii will have everything it needs from the federal government to recover from the devastating wildfires that hit the state.
And that will get aid into the hands of people who desperately need it, who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, who have been damaged and destroyed.
While speaking from Milwaukee, Biden said he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. The death toll has been expected to continue rising as recovery efforts move ahead. An AI might not be trusted by parents in Kentucky. Louisville students will hopefully return to school Friday after what's being called an AI school bus nightmare. It all started last week when Kentucky's largest school district introduced its new bus route system using AI algorithms to make up for bus driver shortages. Chaos erupted, with some students not getting home until 10 p.m. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says efforts to bring home Americans detained in Iran are not linked to nuclear talks.
We continue to pursue a strategy of deterrence, of pressure, and diplomacy. We remain committed to ensuring that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon.
Blinken told reporters nothing about America's overall approach to Iran has changed as the administration's pushing Iran to roll back advancements to its nuclear weapons program. Harvard University, the richest college on the planet, wants students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on campus to wonder why, considering Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. Love thy neighbor. It could be good for you.
A new Gallup survey finds being friendly to your neighbors can improve your well-being. According to the poll, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who don't say hello or just greet one. Older Americans and those with higher incomes tend to greet their neighbors more often. On average, the poll says Americans report greeting five neighbors. Over a quarter say hello to six or more. I'm John Schaefer.
Madonna's announcing the rescheduled dates of her Celebration tour following her health scare. The pop icons rushed to the hospital in June. The tour will now kick off December 13th in Brooklyn, New York, following a run of European dates that begin in October. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.